Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Oh, boy. The marriage between sports and gambling. I don't know how to phrase that because,
There is a marriage.
There is a marriage. There's always been problems. I mean, everyone knows about the Black Sox scandal in 1919. Boxing was notoriously corrupt for a long. I still believe Sonny Liston threw the first fight, to Ali.
Bert Sugar had this great line. It's like, I walked over to talk to one of the judges, but I tripped over his seeing eye dog.
regarding one of those fights?
One of the. Look, we've had a couple of like unbelievable where you're like, how did that guy win? Like, it's obvious that something was going on, but you've also had the ones where guys took falls.
Yeah.
And that was kind of
obvious. I've had this, I have this weird obsession with Sonny Liston. I think he would have been one of the greatest heavyweights of all time if he had not had such a checkered past. People just could never get beyond that.
By the way, watch his documentary on Showtime.
It's great. I mean, the guy was terrified. He didn't want a blood test before fights. He was terrified of needles. He dies of a heroin overdose. Please stop. It's always been a problem, and individual sports are easier to fix.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, much easier in team sports. So, there was just a UFC fight that caused... Now, this is all alleged, no proof, nothing yet, da-da-da, usual things you have to say. But, Isaac Delgarian and Del Valle bout, it was November 1st. So much money...
On an odd bet?
The money shifted dramatically. Huge shift in my FanDuel pull their prop bets.
That's when they know.
That's when they know. And the Caesars Sportsbook now offered cash refunds to anybody who wagered on Delgarian. Tell me this isn't got some teeth.
Yes.
They already issued cash refunds because the fight ended in like 3 minutes with a submission. First round. And it was like... It just didn't look right.
I bet there were a bunch of people that bet first round submission, which the odds are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And now the FBI is looking at other things, but now this is a big controversy. Unusual betting at TV. The fight was flagged. If Delgarian 7-2, -250 favorite, moved to -154 in the hour leading up to the bout. Sportsbooks, ceased taking bets on it.
And they're fighting all over the world. So, you're dealing with different countries and the things that you can and can't get away with, can and can't get away with. So.
And I wanted to say a quick shout out to Sean at Dick's Sporting Goods in Glen Burnie. I went to try something on there today. And I need someone to open the dressing room. Guy comes over, goes, opens. He goes, I know who you are. I go, and? He goes, no, I listened to the show.
He thought it was a police thing.
Yes. He's a listener. I want to give him a shout. He listens to the show every day. So how you doing, Sean?
Jeremy, who gets your shovel?
I think you go to the Dixon Glen Burnie more than I do. I'm right around the corner from it. Well, since Ed talked about fixing in sports, I want to talk about the Oklahoma kicker fixing his pants. He gets my shovel. Here, listen to Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler talk about it.
The Volunteers know he's got his short shorts on. I guess that's no longer frowned upon in the sport.
Yeah, I guess not. It is with me. But
those are the shortest I've ever seen on a football field.
Should be,
right?
Bill, that should be a penalty. Just dressing like that should be a penalty. What the hell is it? Wearing shorts out there?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man.
You don't ever hear Kurt talk like that.
But I agree with him. That's ridiculous.
If you guys want to see it, at JCon Sports on Twitter, I posted it. You can watch the video of it. We're not kidding. Like, Ed, what did you say? Like, you give him an inch,
you
take
a mile. First, you let him, you stop people. They stop wearing knee pads in their pants. Okay, I think you should wear the full uniform by rule. They let him stop doing it. Then you start pulling up the pants a little bit. Now it's such below the knee. Now it's above the knee. Now you got a guy wearing hot pants.
Looks like 1980s NBA shorts.
It does. It looks ridiculous. Yeah.
Look at that kicker with the Daisy Dukes on.
My shovel goes to me.
Yes.
So yesterday, went to the gym, and I wore long pants, and I realized my legs are probably a little ashy. I want to put some shorts on. It's cardio day. So when you get gym lotion, you're not getting... No, expensive lotion. Yeah. This goes in your gym bag.
Yeah.
And the lotion that I had was all gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped at, was it the Dollar Tree maybe?
Mm-hmm.
One of those dollar stores.
Yeah.
It's like two doors down from the gym. So I asked the lady, I don't go in their office. Where's the lotion aisle? She said right there, and I pointed it out. It's okay. I went down and I started looking at lotions. I saw berry. I saw vanilla. I saw unscented.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the unscented lotion, paid for it. Guys asked me if I wanted a bag. No, dropped it in my gym bag, went over to the gym, sat down in my locker, put my shorts on, start rubbing it in my leg. And I noticed, man, this is not disappearing. What's going on? And I'm rubbing it. I'm like, this is not, it's getting whiter. What is this? It started to look like calamine lotion.
It was Sammy Sosa lotion.
Oh, my gosh. And it started getting thicker.
Really?
Was it called
what the hell was this? And I picked it up. It was shaving gel.
Oh, come on. Did you shave your legs?
It was shaving gel.
You're kidding.
So what do I do? Put it on the other leg. And as I was on a treadmill, I started sweating. I'm thinking to myself, man, I hope this stuff doesn't lather up.
Ridiculous.
It was shaving, but it was in the lotion section. It was right with the lotion.
The other thing is,
you know how people are. They pick something up, they decide, they don't want it, so they just put it anywhere. Yeah. So they just, somebody probably just, because it wasn't the shaving section, that was like the next aisle over. And I put, I'll get it, I still have it in my bag, I'll get it during the commercial.
They had no Palmers?
Not in the Dollar Tree. But they do it.
They have it in the commissary, I know that.
What's a commissary?
Not the military either.
No.
World of Stupid at 7:45, but on the other side, Terps take care of business against the Coppin State Eagles, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought the energy was more pure. I thought at times our execution on what we want to do was more apparent. And I think the guys that were on the court, regardless of who they were, at least they were trending in the same direction instead of spraying and unsure.
As Buzz Williams, head basketball coach at the University of Maryland, after his team's performance last night, an 83-61 win over the Coppin State Eagles. They outscored the Eagles 5th by 15 in the first.
Pulled away
and
late.
And 7 in the second, pulled away late, as you just said, Jeremy. I have no issue with this game. I don't.
It's kind of like what we talked about yesterday. The game, in my opinion, no matter what you want to say, is as much as they cut the lead in the second half or got it to.
Was that a hand?
What? Yeah, it was always within, like, that stiff arm was always there if they got close. And it felt like they were just, I hate saying this, but kind of playing with their food.
Exactly.
And then they won the game. But again, it allows you to get more guys in the game. Guys are playing minutes. You get to see them in action against other D1 players. And I mean, I like what he did last night, but I'm not going to, I need to see a couple of more games and need to see who this team's going to be before I start saying they're bad or good or whatever.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know who Coppin is?
Yes.
You do? I don't know who they are.
I think I do. Amongst Division I basketball teams, I think they're going to be.
I don't know if they're 40 points worse than Maryland.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
You understand? No, I'm not saying, are they capable of beating Maryland? No. I mean, we're saying, well, they only beat them by 22. I don't know if they're 40 points worse than Maryland.
No, I was just saying they're not going to be good this year. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're a good team.
Yeah, I think where we are right now, Ed, mm-hmm. it's Buzz Williams is a tremendous coach. Let him cook. Step back.
Yeah, and that's a huge victory. They mopped the floor with them. 22-42, what's the difference? I mean, you annihilate people if you're being winning by that. And that this whole day, looking at the scores, is kind of, that's how most of these games went. You rank teams against teams that, you know, probably aren't very good, and they just, yeah, North Carolina, 94-54 for Central Arkansas. 94-54. Alabama, 91-62 over North Dakota. St. John's, 108-74 over Quinnipiac. I mean, UConn, 79-50. They're all, you know, lopsided. So it's just that kind of day.
And the difference is those teams are ranked. Those teams are really, really good. Maryland's unranked.
That's true, yeah.
We don't know who they are. Right. You know what I mean? And I think whoever Maryland is right now, I have the utmost confidence in knowing the people that are running that program, Jeremy. Whoever they are right now, they're not going to be the same in February.
No.
No. They stay healthy, they won't be the same in February.
And again, we're still looking at, like, matching up these teams and seeing some of the just spankings that went on. Like, some of the blue bloods get out there and they win 110-48 against some of these teams they're playing. It's like, hey, come take this money and this ass whooping and we'll take our W, and it seems like a fair trade-off. But every once in a while, you get something like what happened with Boise last night. Division II team beating Boise State. We'll take your money and you'll take this ass whooping. Embarrassing. So
I would love to know if any of our listeners were at the game last night, their take on this game against Coppin State.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in a game like this where you're playing, and we still, there's a lot of relative unknowns with this Terps team. I just think it's a good showing coming out doing what you did. Would I love to have seen them win by more? Sure. Who wouldn't? But they won the game. It was in hand the entire time.
Do you think, being second half, look at some of the substitution patterns. Do you take that as also a part of it as maybe Buzz didn't want to show up the home team in front of their audience too much too last night?
I mean, I think there's some of that. I don't think he's ever been a guy that runs a score up.
See,
on
I
teams.
Felt that way. I felt if this was in College Park, Buzz would have pressed the accelerator a little bit more. But I almost felt like in Baltimore, he kind of not decelerated, but kind of just drifted a little bit there in the second half.
Guys, you had 1, 2, 3. You had 10 players get in the game, right? Unless I'm missing somebody. No. Yeah,
10.
10 players get in the
game.
Five
score double-digit figures.
And when you look at the way that the minutes are spread around, too, like, you're seeing your starters get a bulk of it, but you got 28, 23, 15, 6, and 6 off the bench. Game gets out of hand, two guys that you're probably not going to have in your rotation that maybe fill out if somebody's sick, hurt, or injured, you know, whatever. Like, then all of a sudden you'll see those guys. But I think he's going to have a rotation of 8 once we get into conference play.
I don't know what Del Pino did. But he's only played 13 minutes after starting, and he didn't have any fouls. So that wasn't the case either. He had two guys coming off the bench who doubled up his minutes. The other one almost doubled up his minutes. Was he that much of a disappointment? He had two turnovers in 13 minutes. I'm thinking Buzz was like, yeah.
There must have been something there. Yeah. Maybe it was back-to-back. Like,
he
had a rebound and assist, and that was it. Add in a steal, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking – Yeah.
Just don't get one of those. We call him a Tony Snell. You know what a Tony Snell is? When you play 35 minutes and you don't accrue any statistics.
Yeah, that's
you got zeros across the board. It's like, man, all you did was cardio, brother. are you doing?
Bowley's Corners. Eric, what's up, Eric?
Hey, Rob. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. My son and I were at the game last night. Okay. It was obviously, you know, a good game. It was a W. It was it wasn't a blowout per se. You know, methodical. They grew their lead a point here, a point there. Not much foul trouble. The one disheartening thing was here it is at the Civic Center downtown. It's kind of a home game for us. We don't have to travel to College Park. And I bet there's only 1,000 people there. It was empty.
Mm. Yeah, wow. I could imagine that. I could. I mean, I think, Eric, personally, they did a horrible job in promoting. I don't know who promoted this game, but they did a horrible job in promoting. I mean, there were people who listened to this station who were inboxing me a day or two before. And said, I didn't know they played at the arena. So I think they did a horrible job. Give me a. Did you see any billboards leading up to this? Did you hear? Did you see any TV commercials leading up to this?
The only thing I saw was what we talked about here.
The only reason I knew about it is because we're pretty good fans, so we paid attention to the schedule.
Exactly.
I saw absolutely nothing elsewhere that would have driven me there.
Nothing. So I think they did a horrible job in promoting this game. I said that leading into this game, Eric. Thanks a lot for the call. They did a horrible job. I don't recall any spots on Joe. Do we have spots on this station about the game other than us talking about it?
Yeah, like we had like that. We were giving away tickets.
Right. But I'm talking about like Maryland-based spots. I don't recall anything.
There may have been something, but I got to be honest. I don't listen to commercials all that.
I didn't see anything on TV. I didn't see any billboards. I see any of that. I don't think they promoted this game well at all. I guarantee you, 48 hours before this game, a large percentage of people who would have gone didn't even know about the game.
I bet you're right. Because I thought it'd be bad. I thought the kick, you know, the tip off of the season would have been more had more buzz.
Yeah,
it just didn't. It's like I knew.
No pun intended.
We had 40 minutes of buzz. Why are you complaining? Right?
No, I didn't intend that actually.
Yeah, have 1,000 people there, whether that's give or take 1,000, it should have been packed, and I think it could have been if you promoted it better than that. You had Cowboys Cardinals on. Come on, you ain't competing in a Monday Night Football game. Mm. Come on, I would have gone because the Cowboys and Cardinals were on. You got to promote that better. I don't think Maryland does a good job in promoting in Baltimore at all. You want to be honest. I think they could do a better job. I mean, just coming on a radio station is good. That's great. That's a great start. But again, where are the billboards? Where are the billboards with the players, you know, dunking or whatever?
I guess, you know, the one thing that would be said about like when it comes to marketing, it's, you know, you want to put butts in seats. So you either have to show the product to bring people out or promote the hell out of it and hope you get some people to come out. And maybe they're trying to put the product together first and don't want to spend money if they feel like it's not going to be a great product to try to bring people out to. I don't know.
You know what I think? And I know this is not going to sit well with people. I don't think Maryland wants to promote too hard in Baltimore. And I think they do things like this to say, I told you so. That's why we don't. Because if they really promoted hard, you would pack, and then you would have to do more here.
Yeah.
But if you do things here and it does not pop, then you can always go back and say, that's why we don't do it.
I don't get why they – I mean, I think you may be right because it doesn't make sense. There is no NBA team here. This town likes basketball. It's a basketball town for sure. Why would you not want to, you know, use that? I don't get it because it's a perfect fit. If there's no NBA team, you step right in and you become the team here.
I'm a Coppin guy, so this is not an indictment against Coppin. But if you want to do a game in Baltimore, I get it. You want to play against the Baltimore team.
Mm-hmm.
But give me a Big Ten game.
Yeah.
Give me Michigan State. Give me Michigan. Give me Iowa. Give me one of those games, and let's see what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People don't go to Coppin to see Coppin.
Yeah.
Coppin doesn't really pack his own arena unless they're playing against Morgan or Delaware State or one of those MEAC schools. Mm-hmm. They really don't. I'm a Coppin guy, so I'm not beating up Coppin. But you did two things. You didn't promote it, and you played Coppin. So don't tell me about your crowd.
Yeah.
Play a game that draws in Baltimore and promote the hell out of it, then tell me that you don't do good in Baltimore. If that doesn't do good, then I'll back up and say, well, you know what? Maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they do a very good job and really trying to have that groundswell here in the Charm City. World is Stupid with Jeremy Conn at 7:45 on the other side. On Sunday, Lamar faces off against Brian Flores' defense, man, they blitzed the heck out of Detroit Lions. Will we see a lot of zero blitzes on Sunday? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World of Stupid at 7:45, but right now Lamar Jackson's going up against Brian Flores on Sunday. If you recall, Brian Flores was at the helm in Miami back in 2021 when the Miami Dolphins just blitzed the hell out of Lamar Jackson. Zero blitz all night long. Lamar could not adjust to it, or you could say maybe Greg Roman could not adjust to it. Either way, John Harbaugh spoke about that night.
We'd certainly remember that game. I mean, you know, that was something we even talked about before the game Thursday night a little bit. I think it was a Thursday night game, if I remember correctly. And it definitely was a key game kind of in the evolution of the offense, for sure, and handling zero blitz. And they still run some of those blitzes, but they're much more evolved now. I mean, they do all kind of different things, and they disguise their blitzes probably more than they used to, and he's running different variations where he's running simulated pressures. He's running, you know, four-man rushes with both inside backers coming, and he's playing man or zone behind it. And he still does the zero stuff too. So you've got to be prepared for everything, you know. And offensively, we have all the tools to do that. And Lamar's, you know, he's been doing really well with that really for a long time now.
Yeah, I love what he said, Ed. He said the evolution of the offense. That says to me, they went to the lab, watched film, and said, we've got to become different on offense. And if you look at it, they did become much different. Greg Roman wasn't back that next year, was he? Was it 2022?
After which year? Was
it after 21. He was back one more year, and then 2023 he was out. Okay. I think that was, man, that's a good way of Harbaugh putting it. That was the evolution of the offense.
Yeah. And it has evolved.
It had to. The passing game.
It had
was,
to, yes.
I mean,
that was elementary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, that's the issue. Like, there are sometimes with teams you're going to look at it and say, okay, this person has got us as far as they can. We need to see if there's someone else. Sometimes the message grows stale. You know, like, there's tons of things that can go wrong in a locker room, clubhouse, whatever. I feel like with Greg Roman when he's here, you saw the best of it. You took what he did best in that running game. You kept those philosophies. It's what Detroit is now doing that Ben Johnson left. They're keeping his offense. Maybe they're not going to have the same designs and play calls as those situations when they come up, but you're still going to be in that same offense for them to run because you've had success with it. Now you add in the passing game to go along with this run game, and it's like pick your poison because you've got one of the best back there when he's healthy. Lamar doing it. So, like, again, when all the people are like, yeah, we want to make him stay in the pocket and pass. Oh, do you now? Do you? Is that really what you want to do? Okay. Do it. Do it. Instead of us.
All-time leader in passer rating.
It's just.
Go ahead. Let him stay back there.
Unbelievable.
He's evolved. People do not want to accept that.
No.
He might be. Don't. He's top four or five passer in the National Football League right now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, has he evolved or did they not think he could do this initially?
I think it's a combination of the two. I think if Lamar Jackson was honest with you, he would tell you he's a better passer now. I don't think he was as bad as people thought.
No.
But I think he's better now than he was.
He definitely throws a better football.
Yes, he does.
It's much prettier. He used to flutter. He had a lot of ducks he would throw. They'd get there. But now it's like he's throwing sharp, tight spirals and stuff. What now? What? I see your face. What?
No, I was going to actually say something football related. You know who throws the pretty. Yeah, well, who throws the prettiest deep ball in the league now is Drake May.
Drake May.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He puts it where nobody else can get it except his receiver.
He drops it in the bucket.
But Daniels does too, though.
Yeah.
Who?
Jay Daniels.
Yeah, he does. He does. Lamar also, his ability to change angles, to drop down, side on, which he criticized for before. Now when he changes angles, he gets it there, man.
Remember when everybody was criticizing, he's got to stop doing this sidearm stuff, and then he throws this great touchdown pass to Mark Andrews, and everybody's calling in, and I'm like, does he still got to do the stuff that sidearm stuff? Because that touchdown looked pretty good.
People can't accept something that's different. They can't. They wanted to look like it always has looked. Different to people is foreign. People can't go through growing pains. If you're different and you come in, you better be great instantly because you're different. The way you do it is different. The way it looks is different. People can't accept that.
Yeah.
And that's what Lamar was different in every way. And when he came in, there were some growing pains. And a lot of people forget. And I mean, I'll tell you, I thought Kyle Hamilton was going to be a bust. Mm-hmm. I'm not just jumping on board now and forgetting that I said that. Mm-hmm. I said that. A lot of people forget the criticism that they handed out to Lamar.
Yeah.
And want to act like they were always, you know.
No, they're definitely criticizing.
Team Lamar. Yep.
But it's funny, though. And you think people aren't that smart. Or they don't live beyond today. They want to, you know, it's what happened now. And how I feel. I don't care about the facts. Look throughout sports history. The people that were different changed everything and became, and they went beyond sports. They were much more than that. I'm talking to people like Muhammad Ali.
Especially.
You know, especially.
People didn't like him.
People hated him.
Yep.
Hated him. But he changed the sport. Not only was he probably the best ever, in my opinion, but he changed the sport and became much more than boxing. And you know who else did? As much as you hate him, Conor McGregor. The guy was the best thing for the UFC. People hate him. Hate it. You hate him. But he elevated that sport.
I despise him.
Loathe him. He helped the UFC, though, reach the next level because it was getting a little stale, I think.
It's like Tony Montana said, you need people like me
yes.
to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You need a good bad guy to draw. Like,
but Muhammad Ali never beat an old man up at the bar because he didn't like his whiskey.
That's because Muhammad Ali didn't make
Joe
any
Frazier
whiskey.
He attacked Joe Frazier on the stage, though.
But Joe Frazier's a fighter.
The dude lived in Kentucky. He didn't even make his own whiskey.
Right.
By the way, Conor McGregor's whiskey tastes like ass.
It does. It's
not very good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is.
It's just like. It's like.
I was happy though.
Where'd you make this?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was at an Irish bar in New York City quickly, and I said, "Let me try. Give me some of that, you know, a proper 12." He goes, "You don't want that, Mr. Yeah. No, you don't." And he put it. Yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't drink it because I
did
drink
it.
Some
it wasn't
nasty
I tried it.
I'm saying
tried.
I wouldn't drink it.
It wasn't good.
Well, you're bougie.
It wasn't good. And then I had Sheamus throw my whiskey away.
Sheamus?
The wrestler.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting in a bar. My parents are ill. I went to New York. It was late. I needed something quick, so I know where the Irish. I went to the Irish pubs on 2nd Avenue. And me, Sheamus, and our girlfriends, only people in the place. And I recognize them. I can't miss them. I order a Jameson.
You could if the wall was white.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That guy looks like
he's
like
made of alabaster. Yeah. Anyway, I ordered whatever, and he literally took my drink and threw it over the back. He goes, no Irishman drinks this.
Yeah.
Yes. He ordered me a Tullamore Dew and bought me a drink.
Oh, that's a good stuff.
That is great.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, you got an update for us? Trade update?
Bengals traded Logan Wilson to the Cowboys.
And so that's the big trade that Jerry Jones was talking about?
I don't know, but Logan Wilson, for what it's worth, led them in tackles for a couple of years, was hurt last year. He's an okay player, but if the Bengals are trading defensive players to you, I'd be concerned. If
it's the captain of their defense.
Hendrickson? Who? Logan Wilson?
Yes.
Well, Hendrickson's the other guy that everyone's talking to, but the Bengals are saying they want a first-round pick, and teams aren't flinching.
Wilson's good. He's one of the few good players in that team. Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057, that's the number.
He feels like he just got...
What is that defense, I mean?
Yeah.
Thoughts on Tyler O'Neill's opting in and the departure of Jorge Mateo. Jeremy and I talked last night. We both cried. Yeah. Tears of joy.
He cried. I crewed. We crewed
Brian
together.
Brian Dable cried.
But on the other side is the world of stupid.
Yeah, we're going to talk about... What's the most disgusting Halloween costume you've ever seen? Because I've got the one. It's going to beat everyone's. This, do you know what this is?
No, but I've you've never been to the Gay Pride Parade in New York.
I still think this
it's
one
the
tops
best,
it.
It's an amazing parade, but ooh, this
well,
one.
Can I tell you who's involved with this and then see if you think I've got a really good one? It's Steve-O's costume. So I'll tell you what he did. Ugh, it's disgusting, guys. I'm just going to pre-warn you. Also going to talk about a Maryland man that got arrested for dressing up like a woman and entering the gyms in Maryland, going into the women's locker room and recording them. This happened in Montgomery County. We'll talk about that. I got a few other stories we'll get to as well. That's all coming up in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Where do we want to start? Let's start off with this Maryland story. Gaithersburg, Maryland. Peeping Tom. Man used disguise to record women at gyms in Maryland. It is kind of hilarious to look at this picture of this dude. He's wearing a pink jacket, black pants, and he's got a fake wig on that looks like Michael Jackson's hair. And he's got sunglasses on, so it all comes down his face. So he's literally trying to cover up everything. Yeah. And he's wearing a mask.
Because he has a beard.
Maybe. Yeah, might be a little bit of stubble there. But then somebody realized what he was doing. Officials of the Montgomery County Police Department said they received a report about Shikundi Tati after a woman at One Life Fitness Club in Germantown told officers that someone had entered the women's locker room and recorded her in the shower. What a disgusting. Ugh. You can't have any privacy.
No.
Police said that they determined that Tutty would dress as a woman to enter the locker rooms and then remove his disguise and leave the area after filming. There was another gym incident, guys, that just happened as well, where a guy claimed to be a woman. I don't know that he was recording people, but he was in the locker room, and this is something, obviously, moving forward, we're going to have to deal with. Unless somebody says, hey, these are the bathrooms that you have, these are the bathrooms that you have, or we're doing unisex bathrooms and just lock the door, whatever. But you're going to keep running into incidents like this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, they're too common, sadly. We've had local incidents, not just, you know, Gaithersburg, the story. We've had, you know, bar owners drill holes in female bathroom doors, walls, install cameras and things like that. That's happened locally with that gynecologist.
Yeah.
That one, the guy was filming with the pen camera, whatever he had around his neck and stuff.
Boy, do I know that story.
Yeah. I mean, so there's been a lot of that, you know, and it's sad, but it's not that uncommon.
Yeah, here's the
perverts,
other one.
Man. A lot of perverts.
A black woman was reportedly kicked out of Gold's Gym after confronting a white man she says was pretending to be a woman inside the woman's locker room. Her membership was revoked after she alerted the staff. I mean, just a lot of stuff that feels just weird, you know, like when you're looking at it from the outset, and that's what you're going to have to deal with. I was saying something to Ed the other day about Halloween costumes and how weird things have gotten. There was so much, and I know, Joe, did you saw this on social media. I'm sure you did too. Did you see how many people were wearing blackface during Halloween this past
week? I did not. You alerted me to it, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
A lot of podcasters, people
really?
That, yes. And it's been a big push, like, if Drewski can do his white face, then I'm going to do this. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Are you going to cancel me? Because the cancel culture thing happened, and then people are like, screw it. I just don't
Who
get
Who did
this.
White face?
Drewski.
Remember when he went to the NASCAR race, and I didn't even know it was him. I was like, that's a white guy that kind of looks like Drewski. And someone said, it is Drewski. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was. And then there was Lauren Boebert did one that was making fun of Hispanic people.
Yes.
And that was another
And
classic.
Then you had people making fun of what's going on with Snap and EBT and all this other stuff.
Or did blackface and Snap and EBT?
Yes. Well, I mean, there was a ton of it on social media. And I was just kind of surprised at it. And then we have a lot of these, you know, people
Nazis
doing...
also. A lot of Hitlers and Nazis this year.
Well, I asked this the other day, and I don't want this to come across the wrong way.
Let's discuss it, though. Seriously.
It is Halloween, right? So people are dressing up, like people dress up as the devil. I mean, depending on what you think's real or not, or whatever you believe, buy into. But people dress up as serial killers, murderers, and, you know, like people get upset. I saw the one guy get kicked out. Now, I would never go dressed out like a Nazi or Hitler or something. I'm not doing it. I don't need that type of attention.
In terms of the blackface, though, is the old Dave Chappelle line. Are you laughing with me or are you laughing at me?
There's no question.
That's the difference. Are you doing this to, you know, make fun and to disguise your racist opinions, or are you just doing this to have fun? You're either making fun or having fun. That's the difference to me.
I feel like the door's been open for a few people to feel froggy and do some of this stuff, mm-hmm. like nothing's going to happen to me now.
If we take blackface out for a second, because I wouldn't dress in blackface, but I have dressed as many historical figures. I never dressed as Hitler, but he existed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the worst people ever walked the earth, you know. So was Stalin. Those Genghis Khan, there's a lot of them throughout history. I mean,
I think the one.
Why? I mean, I get it.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question.
I think the one historical villain that every culture agrees upon to hate, even the culture that he came from is Hitler.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah. That's, you just said, nobody names the kid Adolf anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? So I think that's,
and nobody wore the mustache except Jordan.
That's the one guy that we all can agree on.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure everyone agrees on that. There's a
culture. No. I'm not saying it's always the exception, but black, white, I don't care where you're from.
The majority.
He's the ultimate villain.
I got it. Well, yeah. I didn't have time for this one last story, but I have to get the Steve-O's costume. Now, I showed Ed what his costume was. Did you have any idea what it was?
No.
Did you get to see the picture?
I saw it. I saw
do you have any idea what it is?
No idea.
Joe, do you know what he did?
I didn't see it.
Steve-O requested that people send him their pubes. And he glued 100 different people's pubes to his face and body. And that's what that picture
is. And what's his costume?
Is he pubic hair?
He called himself Sasscrotch.
Okay.
No, he said he was Sasquatch. What is?
I get it.
He said, I'm going to Sasquatch, but he had 100 dudes who donated their pubes.
Oh, it's
to
his dude's pubes. Huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not say that?
No,
did
you
I
didn't.
Leave, did I bury the headline?
Yes.
Would it have been different if it was women?
Yes. 100%.
Oh. Why?
Because I've had...
Because you've glued women's pubic hair to you?
I've had them stuck in my teeth.
Ed's flossed with them.
It's like...
I got news for you.
I'm with Joe on this one.
Why? I don't want any pubic hair on my face.
Well, if I was going to do it, I don't want dude's pubic hair.
I know why, though.
The only hair I want on my face is my hair on my face.
Again, I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
But if I was going to do it, I don't want male pubic hair on my face.
This reminds me of Pulp Fiction. It's like, man, giving someone a foot massage isn't sexual. All right, would you let a man give you a foot massage? Man, shut up. This is just...
I know every foot massage I gave ended up that way.
Yeah.
She wanted a foot massage. We got Stephanie.
I do like the Sasscrotch name. There's gray and you know what? I'm turning this picture off. It's so ugly.
It was so stupid, though. You're so disgusting. I didn't know what the hell it was.
But he's just like, I mean, it's all shock with him.
Yeah.
Let's go to DeJuan in Baltimore. He wants to comment on Drewski's going white face. DeJuan, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing this morning?
All right, how are you? All
right. Good.
Hey, it's not really Drewski doing white face. Drewski painted his whole body to make himself look like a white guy. It's no different than what Eddie Murphy did back on Saturday Night Live back in the 80s. But these people doing blackface, that's racist. That's totally different thing.
I'm not arguing that.
So, but I want to ask, why isn't that racist the other way? If he paid, you just want to look like a white guy.
So basically, the blackface was basically brought up for like shucking and jiving and things like that. They was talking about black people, basically making fun of them back in the day.
Absolutely.
Like,
I know the history. Yes.
That was a funny skit.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, like Jerry said, you know, I mean, it was, he didn't know who the hell it was. He thought it was a real white dude that was just looked like Drewski.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I laughed my ass off at that skit, but he's still making fun of those hillbillies.
Well, that's
NASCAR,
what I mean. Because it's NASCAR.
My question is this. You call them the hillbillies. Were they laughing?
Yeah.
They were laughing.
They were laughing.
And he wanted them
there
to. It was also a.
I have no issue with what Drewski did.
It was more of a like a social experiment, because he knew that if he goes around these white people and says things that are racist, he wanted their reaction.
Yeah.
So they would show their true colors.
Rockabot O joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, O's reaction to the top 50 free agent article. Do you think the Orioles have any chance of landing maybe anybody in the top 20? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.